Mr. El-Khatiri was summoned Tuesday, the day after he resigned from his post as prime minister, to appear at the prosecutor general's office for questioning later this week. He faces allegations that he formed a hit squad to kill his political opponents, a charge he denies. The former interior minister and close associate of Mr. El-Khatiri, Rogerio Lobato, is also facing charges of allegedly arming civilians at Mr. El-Khatiri's request. Stanislao da Silva, the Minister of Agriculture and spokesman for the ruling Fretilin party, says anyone implicated in the alleged plot should be tried.
Fretilin will follow very closely the investigation, and then whoever is implicated in this should be put before the court, should be tried according to the existing law.
The investigation is being carried out with the help of UN-funded prosecutors. Many East Timorese blame Mr. El-Khatiri for the violence that swept the tiny nation following his dismissal in March of 600 disgruntled soldiers. The firings led to fighting within the military, which escalated last month into anarchy on the streets of the capital, Dili. Armed gangs fought pitched street battles, burning buildings and looting shops. Order was only restored after a 2,500-strong Australian-led peacekeeping force landed in the country at the request of the government. On Tuesday, the popular president, Xanana Gusmão, was meeting with the Council of State, an advisory board of 12 ministers, to decide who the next prime minister will be. Angela Freitas, the head of the opposition Labour Party, says her party and Fretilin can work together to resolve the political crisis.
Fretilin is open to negotiate and dialogue with everyone, so we hope that through dialogue we can find a peaceful, long-lasting resolution for the conflict.
The current crisis is the worst to hit the nation since it voted overwhelmingly in 1999 for independence from Indonesia, which ruled the territory for 24 years. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.